Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Coach and Consultant based here in Israel. And today, we will be talking about management guilds. This is a very short and tactical sort of episode because I've noticed that this is a concept that not enough people are familiar with or implementing at this point in time. So what is it? I've talked about this in my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, and I said that it is always surprising to me when I see that engineering teams are full of people who invest in their own technical mastery. You have front-end guilds, back-end guilds, machine learning guilds, whatever. People are learning together. People take time during work to become better at their specific niche. And that is amazing. I love seeing people invest in themselves. And now contrast that with the fact that those people in your organization who likely have the most leverage, who by definition are acting as force multipliers, are the same group of people who have no guild. They are not sitting together and working on their management skills day to day. So what can you and should you be doing about it? First of all, if you do not already have guilds or you're not familiar with this concept, the concept is having a regular, like every 2 to 3 to 4 weeks, whatever works for you, sort of meeting where people come and discuss this specific term. When we're talking, for example, about front-end, it might be deciding about which new tools and frameworks should we incorporate, or discussing big refactorings that people want to do, or just sharing knowledge. Did you know that the new React features allow us to do this and that? Management guilds should be very similar. For example, I just recently finished a call with a client, and I discussed initiating his first management guilds, and we discussed several topics. And these are topics that are relevant for every single company. For example, let's talk about how do we do one-on-ones, or let's have a forum where everyone are discussing what issues or obstacles or hardships they are seeing in how their one-on-ones are working. Some people tend to be better at soliciting feedback. Others are better at providing feedback. Creating this sort of forum where they can talk to one another allows them to help one another, allows you to set a standard of what you're expecting in a one-to-many scenario. You don't have to say this to each and every one of them by themselves. And by having this discussion in the open, you're leveling the bar across your entire management team in one go. This is invaluable. So, for example, there are one-on-ones. We can discuss yearly, quarterly performance reviews. We can talk about how you're interviewing people. You can have discussions about people asking for a raise, or people saying they might quit, or people asking about promotions. All of these different scenarios. And it shouldn't come as a surprise to you, because I've been banging on this drum on and on. You, as an executive, have a responsibility to set up your managers to succeed. Part of that is ongoing coaching, training, and honing their skills. You want to see your managers become better with time, just like we want to see our R&D organizations become better with time. And therefore, having these guild meetings, you don't have to call it a management guild, but I find that many people like the name. This is a magical platform where we just sit down and we don't talk about the day-to-day. We talk about improving ourselves. We share knowledge. We share hardships. And we become better. Who doesn't like that? I mean, managers who like being managers would like to also improve at being managers. Let's give them the opportunity, and let's help you, a scarce resource, to not have to do this in one-on-ones. You can do this in a platform that allows you to share knowledge across the entire team, and also, hey, we're now making them work as a team. They can now help one another. You don't have to chime in and give your one right answer for everything. They can just discuss and you can just sit there and listen. I just love this. And I think that this is an amazing way of doing stuff that provides your team with ongoing improvement and support. And this is the sort of stuff that, you know, has incredible ROI over time. And why not try it? What have you got to lose? You can only benefit from doing this sort of stuff. And you can tell that it really clicks. You can tell that it is working when your managers start suggesting topics for the next guild meeting. And that's like, I like it. It's a magical moment. All of a sudden, you see that they're not just being there passively, but they are saying, hey, I can use this. Let's talk about that. Here's an issue I'm having, or here's something I want to share. And that's when you know this is starting to pay off. So right now, open your calendar, schedule a 30-minute management guild, and just get the ball rolling. I promise you, it's going to be worth it. And if you just had a mind-blown moment because you realized that, hey, this is a huge opportunity to improve my team, then I've got two asks for you. One is, do let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and my readers. I've been getting a few emails every week about people saying that they really enjoyed this podcast or they got a bunch of value from that article or from a specific topic in my book. And, you know, it just fills my internal battery. So do let me know. And also, I would always appreciate either a review on iTunes or a share on social media. Let's spread the word. Let's make tech leadership better globally. You and I can change the world. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, I'm reminding you to subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. One email a week. And if you have any questions or comments or you want to discuss tripling your impact per engineer specifically in your company, my email is in the show notes. Thank you and talk soon.